This episode of the Steve Des Island Podcast is brought to you by WakeUpNow.com. Hey, do you need a job, dude? Yeah, sometimes we need jobs, right? So might as well do something you can do from home. What about some online marketing, guys? Yeah, me, Steve Des, I've been doing some online, you know, income here and there because I got recently injured, if you listen to my last podcast. And I'm working with the amazing people of WakeUpNow.com. So if you want to make residual income, yes, I said it right, residual income, money that's going to come in every single month is always going to be at that same rate that you reach or higher. Go to SteveDesHere.WakeUpNow.com to get started and be yourself an independent business owner. If you have any more information, just contact me on my website, SteveDes.com, or just go to SteveDesHere.WakeUpNow.com, and that's all you have to do. All right, SteveDesHere.WakeUpNow.com. This episode of the Steve Des Island Podcast is also brought to you by Lyft. Have you heard all about Lyft yet? If you haven't, it's an awesome new ride-sharing mobile app, a lot like Uber, but more economical. They're currently offering a free $20 credit in Los Angeles towards your first few rides. All you have to do is download the app on iPhone or Android and then sign up and enter the promo code MOVEFACES8 in the payment section to get the free $20 applied to your account. Again, the promo code is MOVEFACES8, spelled MOOFACES with the number 8 at the end. Once again, that's MOVEFACES8, spelled MOOFACES with the number 8 on the end. And save you some cash, son. All right, guys, you guys ready to get this show up and running and rocking? I am so freaking ready. So let's do it.
You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des is here back in the building. Yeah, it's me, Steve Des, with a brand new Steve Des Island Podcast. The podcast I bring my most famous and talented and amazing friends here to my private and luxurious island, right? And we have a blast. We talk about, you know, different stuff, the industry, life, everything in general. So you guys get to know them before they, like, hit stardom, you know. You know them right here. And today's guest is not the exception. She's a wonderful, wonderful human being. She's not only a terrific actress, she's also an amazing and skilled, highly skilled musician. She can play guitar, piano, you name it. She got it. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Because I am. I don't know about you, but
better be.
Here she is, the one, the only, Carla Escogido.
Hey, what? I don't get an intro music or anything. Oh, okay.
No, that's okay. That's what you get. You get me getting all hyped
it's okay.
up.
It's okay. That's
it's like
I
a big
it.
And it's like me being Michael Buffer basically at a UFC fight or, you know, big boxing event.
Who?
And, Bruce Buffer, whatever his name is. Fuck. You know, I don't know. I'm horrible with names. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the beauty about this radio show is that it's only for 18 and over people.
Okay.
Because we can be as explicit and uncut as we want.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so. Anyways. Hi, guys. This is my first podcast ever.
What? She just cursed, guys.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you said that. Fucking ever, right?
No.
Rewind it, guys. She said it. She said it. I know she said it.
For those who find it, you
no.
win a prize. I'm just kidding.
So what's going on, Carla?
Nothing. Just, you know, going to school, you know, doing the everyday life thing, working, sleep, work, school.
Sleep, work, school. It's what people are doing every single day.
Everything.
Go, work, school. But today is actually a big day in America.
Indeed, it is.
I know Christmas Day is today. And
in the middle.
Tons of Americans are going to buy their children, you know, gifts and making them believe it's Santa Claus.
That is true. Everyone does that on the 1st of March.
Yeah, it's it's hilarious. First of all, it's not 1st of March. It's letting you know.
Second. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Somebody else another date.
The
Somebody
Oscars
else
night.
Another date.
Sorry, I'm stealing yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Do I have to speak like this?
No, you can speak however you want. Or you can speak like this, too.
Like this.
Yeah, baby.
Getting crazy. Yo, so what was the first song? Because that's like a big achievement when you like try to learn an instrument. What was the first song you did in a guitar? Like completely.
On the
like
guitar? Full out.
Yeah.
All right, it was a song for my school, high school, no, junior talent show. It was really embarrassing, actually. I tried to learn All the Small Things by Blink-182.
All the small things.
That one. And, yeah, we pretty much sucked. But it was funny, you know, we had fun. And by the time the talent show was, like, long gone, we killed the song, so we ended up rocking the song, not in the real performance the day of, but afterwards. We like,
practice makes perfect.
Exactly, and we didn't really much practice before, but after we did, it's very weird, but that's about it.
Were you playing the guitar just because it was a activity at school, or was it because you really wanted to learn how to play it?
It was because, my family from my dad's side is really musically inclined. So it was like everyone does something, like someone plays a guitar, someone sings, someone does, you know, as a drummer. So I guess like, I was like, oh, I like the guitar. I'll probably do that. But actually my first instrument is the piano. So that's how I started actually. If I don't know much guitar, I probably know more piano, you know, like music theory and all that kind of stuff. And then once you know everything, like not know everything, but you're really well in piano, you can move on to any instrument in the world.
Really?
Story.
Any.
Mm-hmm. Once you
even cello.
Yeah, actually, because yeah, it is. Yeah, you can violin, flute, anything.
Why is that?
Because let's see, I don't know. Because the piano. It's basic, you know, with music theory, and you just like it's easy to learn with other guitars. I guess because it's harder. I don't know that though. So
you're saying basically piano is the hardest of them all. Once you master that, you can master anything else.
Yes.
Yeah, it's basically like a career. Like if you're a really skilled, it's like for example Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was a extremely skilled basketball player, and after that he retired from basketball and went on to baseball, and he was actually playing professionally. But it's because he already had that mindset of like, I can accomplish one thing, yeah, and I can accomplish this other thing. And it's all that's one thing that I always like to tell people, because it's not just because Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. It's not because Carla is just Carla. It's not because Steve Dez is Steve Dez. It's just yourself. It's the power of self-belief.
Exactly, and not giving up.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I saw this documentary. There's a book about it, too. It's called The Secret. I don't know if you've seen it, heard it.
No. I've seen people go crazy about it, and it's just never, I don't know.
It's great.
I believe you.
I think it's amazing. Just because of my life experience and all that, I really believe in that. And yeah, it's all about your self-belief, you know, and just yourself thinking about, like, you can reach this place. You can reach whatever you want to reach. You can do it. Because that's how everything worked in my life in particular. Like, when I was a kid, I was living in not the best conditions,
yeah,
and in a really bad environment. But all I had to escape was my imagination. And I was always like, I want to live in L.A. And I wanted, yeah, imagination. Yeah. She just did the SpongeBob classical meme.
It's a powerful
picture.
Powerful thing.
Yeah, and now I'm here, guys. And I have my radio show, and I'm, like, on YouTube, and I do a bunch of stuff.
By the way, killer show. I love your YouTube videos. They crack me up so much.
The Spanish ones, right?
Yeah.
Because there's so many of them.
They, yeah. And it's
there's
just
a lot of them.
a lot. There's a lot of them. And sometimes I like watch some or just some, but I laugh all the time. Me and my cousin, I actually from cousin from Mexico, I send them like forward them to her, and she's like, "Oh my god, tell Steve he's like so funny." And I'm like, "Okay."
And I'm coming more regular. You see all them Thursdays, I said LKME is the show.
Oh.
And I'm doing it every Thursday back up again.
Oh.
So,
well, I work Thursdays, but I will watch them.
I mean, you can watch it whenever. So it's on YouTube.
But I'm a fan. I should be watching it the day of. You know, that's what you do. For example, someone who is a fan of the Oscars would be watching it tonight. And I'm not going to be watching them.
I know. But in the time that we live right now, that everybody, you know, is locked in job, school, and stuff.
That is true.
There's not really time that you go and, like, actually have time to catch that.
And the rain sucks.
You say what?
And the rain.
Oh, the rain. Oh,
actually, the rain would be a reason to stay at home.
Okay, this is one thing I got to say about Californians. And it's that it rains here for, like, 2 or 3 days.
And everyone.
And everybody freaks out.
Everyone's like,
listen, rain ain't that bad. Actually, we needed rain. In California, we had a
drought.
Yeah, we had a really bad drought, and like,
I think we still do.
But still, this is helpful, though.
What? Okay, no. Okay, it is helpful. I take that back. How are we going to help with serious drought? Drinking? No, we have to drink water. It's essential to our lives. So yeah. How can we help? Don't flush as many times as you can. Like, if some you go. But it's, you know, someone has to go after you. Just go let them go.
Well, this podcast is worldwide. So there's going to be people from England listening to you. And they don't necessarily have a drought. And people.
But still, like, okay, 90% of the Earth's water is salt water. And only 1% is sweet water. So, I mean, that's heavy, you know. You have to save it. That's my input in this.
That's your input? But yes. No matter what, we're drinking the same water, though. It's not like we're just drinking sweet water.
Sweet water. You know what I meant by sweet water. It's not salt water.
Yeah. I'm not saying water with sugar in it. I know what you're trying to say. But I'm saying all that water, they filter it. And we drink it.
Speaking of water, when you said sweet water, I imagined myself on a lake.
On a lake?
Spring break is coming soon. What are your plans?
My plans? Yes. This is the thing. I didn't even know that spring break was coming. Because the thing is, I'm out of
school. See, I went back into school.
Yeah, that's why. Like, the only reason I knew spring break was coming was because of my roommate, Keith. Because he told me, he was like, oh, because I was like, dude, we got to, come on, let's work, let's do this, right? And he's like, no, spring break's coming, and spring break, I'm going to have time so I can work and stuff. And I'm like, oh, spring break is coming? Okay. That's what I said. It's okay, I guess. For me, it's like another week, you know? So, I mean, if you want to do something, I'm down. Let's do something.
Okay. I still don't know yet. See, it's like, can I do anything if I'm under 21?
You still under 21?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Grow up.
I'm still 20. Like,
grow up.
I only last 1 year, though. Don't worry.
I know.
I'm like, I still need 5 months. 5 months.
5 months.
5 months.
Five.
That's how I hear it in my head.
It's going to go quick. 5 months go quick. 2013 went so quick.
Yeah, it did. Compared to other years, it did.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God, I want this year to go away. In 2013, it went pretty quick. But, yeah, so 5 months is nothing.
No.
And anyway, we can party. I'm down. Let's do it. I'm down. I mean, no, you don't have to, like, go to a club to have a good time.
That is true. That is true.
Yesterday, I went to 3 different parties. I went to an art exhibit that
Thanks
was like
for
a
the invite.
Well, listen. I got invited last minute to all these parties. I literally was here working.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the parties working, too.
Steve Dess is so, so, so popular.
I am. I honestly am. No, because literally, my buddy Mauricio, he called me.
Yeah.
And he goes, dude, we just wrapped Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 1. So, and we're going to have a rap party in downtown Los Angeles.
I like that, actually. I was like...
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So he called me because he could have invited just one guest, right? So he told me, he told me straight up, and I love dudes that are so honest, like Mauricio. He's like, dude, I'm not going to lie. You're like my fourth option. Because I invited three girls first. They all say no. And then I said, you know what? Let me bring Steve. At least I can say he's like my son or something.
Bros before hoes, I guess.
Oh, no. He did hoes first. And then he's like, okay, let's do bros. And no, but like the thing, it was pouring at the time.
So you see, water, the rain affected your decision.
Not necessarily, not entirely. It's just right now, for example, the whole accident happened and blah, blah, blah. And for now, at this very moment, I don't have a vehicle that I can operate right now. Mm. And I can't be there like, you know, doing too much. I still, you know, gotta be keeping it cool. Steve. Can't be like all crazy Steve Dess. But basically, like, I saw the pouring rain, and I know Mauricio himself, he doesn't have a car right now at the moment. And so if he was gonna go, he was gonna go because someone from Brooklyn Nine-Nine was gonna go and pick him up to send him to the party. So if I was going to go, I would have to, like, walk or take public transportation.
Your girl here, Carla, has a car.
Listen, but the thing
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I can call you and be like, yo, Carla, can you come pick me up? It's fine. That's fine. You're okay.
I always make a mess.
It's cool. It happens. I know how women are in general, period.
Did you... Okay.
I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate mail because of that. A lot of tweets. Fuck you, Steve Dess. Fuck you.
You feminist man. Like, mm-mm.
I don't know what he's saying.
Why am I making a girl?
I don't know. You're already a girl.
Put the other voice.
Put the other voice. Go.
Damn, Steve. Why you be like that? Why you treat me like that?
That's how they're gonna. That's how they sound.
That's how they sound.
Yeah.
Yo, Carla, what's going on, girl?
Hey, girl. What's up? What's
No, it's one at a time.
All right, cool.
No, I can do both at a time. Like, we can do this.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
I actually don't know good knock, knock jokes. I think you should tell me a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
That sucked.
Now I got another one, but I gotta do it in this voice though.
Alright.
Yo. Hey. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11, 2. What?
Sorry. Let's repeat the joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11, who?
You said you will never forget.
That's such a bad joke.
That's not a bad joke. That's sad.
That's why? That's a bad joke because it doesn't make anyone laugh.
But don't you get the joke?
I mean, I guess.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11, who?
You said you will never forget.
Oh. I mean, okay, I'm not going to forget.
You don't get the joke. You're too Mexican. You're not American. You're not American.
That is true. No, I was born here, so that makes me an American.
You were born in Arizona?
To be an American. Yes, I'm an Arizonian.
Douglas, born and raised?
Born and raised this little town.
Full of Mexicans.
Well, obviously. We're literally Mexico. We're on the border town. Like, I walk 2 blocks south, and I'm in Mexico. I can walk back and then back and forth.
That's where they make those commercials, right? Avocados in Mexico.
I don't watch TV.
Oh. There's a lot of commercials in California. Avocados in Mexico. And that's the jingle. Avocados in Mexico.
Ooh, I feel like we could do something with that.
That's like that was like our Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake moment. Like, yeah.
Two avocados in Mexico. We come here and we bring them and we slice them and put them in your burrito. Like that.
Bam. Yo, let's finish that story because I know fans are like, yo, Steve, what happened with that party, man? Like, I want to know, dude. What's the conclusion?
I totally forgot about that.
Oh, part two, part three. Come on, man. You always leave those stories in half. No, but he invited me, and it was pouring rain, and I was like, dude, listen, can I have 5 minutes to think about it? And he's like, you gotta tell me, like, now, because I gotta send them the names. And I'm like, oh, okay, just give me a minute and 30 seconds, because before he called me, my friend Shoney told me, yo, I'm rolling in 3 parties tonight.
Wow.
And I ain't paying for shit, so all free. And I'm like, I like free. And I don't know if the Brooklyn Nine-Nine party was free. And he said that the things were free also in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, so I had a decision. Do I go to 3 parties, or do I go to just one that I possibly could network with people or not? Who knows?
Better friends.
And, yeah, that's why. You got to surround yourself with people that are successful. That's what made me successful. And but also I push hard. I push really hard, Carla. And you got me. I'm your friend, and I am highly, highly, highly appreciated in the Persian country. I don't know what I just said. I'm just saying nonsense to y'all because I know that makes you laugh. But
I laugh at everything. You know that. That's probably why you have me as your friend, to make you feel
much.
Good.
Yeah,
I boost up like your self-esteem. Anyway,
boost my self-esteem. So I declined to go to the Brooklyn Nine-Nine party.
In that case, you would have said, you know what, Mauricio? Invite my best friend, Carla. I know she would have gone, and I know she would have a great time. But it's okay. Continue with those 3 parties.
I got a question. Did you bring my thing? Nah. You didn't bring it. You
bitch,
didn't bring it.
Where is my purse?
You didn't bring it. You didn't bring it. What? She's looking at her purse. She's looking.
Ta-da!
Cocaine. She just pulled a bag of cocaine. And for all the listeners, nah, she got pliers. She about to chop my chow mein. About to chop my chow mein.
Chop chow mein.
So did it work?
They did. Don't you? Yes. I don't want to tell people.
Tell them. You. This is you. This is yourself.
I bought these because
you didn't. You borrow those.
Borrowed them. I'm sorry. That is true. I borrowed them from Steve because I needed to cut some wires.
Some wires?
Yeah.
Some wires in your hair.
So you went to these 3 parties.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. It's you. This is you.
But people out there want to know what happened.
All right, guys.
Anyway.
So the parties. So I declined the Brooklyn Nine-Nine party, right? And just exercising my free will that I have the power to do whatever I want.
Oh.
And I decided to go to 3 parties because I know what my friend Shoney's going through right now, and he needs, you know, he needs a friend. He needs somebody.
You should have started with that, so I wouldn't be so like, but then I'm like, oh, he needed a friend. I understand.
Dude, but Hollywood is Hollywood. Hollywood's always going to be there. You don't have to necessarily go when they tell you to go.
Well, Hollywood is, you know, the show biz, movie biz, is actually decreasing because it's too damn expensive to shoot here. So people are, like, shooting it somewhere else. Like
Louisiana.
Or Oklahoma.
Puerto Rico.
Or Canada.
Yeah.
See?
Nueva York.
No, Nueva York, still, you know.
They're shooting dramas. They're shooting Blue Bloods. They're shooting CSI. They're shooting... In Portland, they're shooting a lot of stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oregon. Yeah. But, yeah, I went to 3 parties.
So what's your favorite state, Steve? Tell me.
My favorite state, California.
Okay.
Hands down. I love California. California is the land of opportunity and freedom for me.
But, okay, that's true. I was going to say Canada, but wait, Canada is not a state.
Yeah, and I haven't personally been to Canada. I know Canada is going to be pretty awesome, especially when I hit it, because I've heard from a lot of stand-up comics. It's one of the funnest places, like Toronto, Ontario, all these places.
Are you
like,
talking about Kevin Hart? Because I saw a documentary.
I mean, I didn't talk to Kevin Hart touring to Toronto. I talked to Kevin Hart about other things, but I didn't talk to him about touring to Canada specifically. But we other comedians that I actually talked to about touring Canada and whatever, they told me, like, it's one of the best things, like, ever.
I want to go
really bad. Hopefully, I mean, this summer I'm planning mainly the tour, like, in the States.
Oh, yeah. No, of course.
But if I can squeeze Canada in, man, I'll squeeze it, because I definitely want to go and check it out. And I actually have somebody that told me, I'll gladly show you around.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, I think you mentioned New York, and I'm really psyched about that. If you would ever perform in New York, that would be a big step for you.
If I go, I already performed in New York.
But you know what I mean. This microphone smells weird.
Why are you smelling the microphone?
You have to smell everything. Like, you know, if it's...
That's one of my pet peeves, I think.
Smelling everything.
People ask, like, especially when they're, like, given food.
See, well, food is... Well, yeah.
And the first thing they do is, like, sniff it like a dog. Like, I have a lot of friends that do that. Or I used to have a lot of friends. Let's say, like,
are you
going to
cross me off that list? Because
I'm not saying you, because I never seen you really do that. But I'm talking about more of my friends, like, in middle school and high school.
Okay. I never sniff stuff, but I do sniff microphones, because it's funny, because that's been in, you know, near people's mouths. And it's just like, what do people smell like? And you just...
I hand wash that personally.
Oh. Well, I mean... It wouldn't be personally if... Anyways. So you decided to go to the three parties.
All right, guys. So the parties. Yes. Amazing parties, guys. I declined Brooklyn 911. It's like the first... The 13th time I say this. And then I went to an art show. It's an art gallery. They were doing an auction. My very lovely and great friend that I forgot her complete name right now.
If you're out there, Steve forgot your name.
Yeah, I forgot your first and last. No, because she's my friend, but it's a friend that, you know, you just see, like, really few times. Like, I've literally seen her 4 times.
Oh.
And, like, one, we shot something. The other one, we were in Second City doing something. And then now at a party. Like, it was like that, you know, one of those friends. And, like, she's
so it's
not,
an acquaintance.
Yeah, it's more like an acquaintance. But it's like, if she needs me for something, I'll be there. And I'm pretty sure if I would need her for something, she'll be there.
I'll be there for you.
A great friend. That's a great friend. So it's more than an acquaintance. But she had an auction, and her art is great. Like, there was one painting that it was outstanding, but it was $1,500. And, okay. You know, I don't have that type of dough to just throw in on a painting. So
did she give it to you?
No, I mean, I didn't ask for it. I just told her that painting is amazing. And one day when I'm bawling, like, for real, maybe if you still got it, then I'll buy it for you. But
it's crazy.
But yeah, but she had, like, a big exhibit there. She's going to be there in that art gallery in Wilshire. I'm not sure the name of the place either. I forgot. But it's going to be there for a month. And it's going to be pretty great. Pretty awesome. There were a lot of people there. Checked it out. It's going to be up there for a month. Actually, I had another friend back in Puerto Rico. She does mosaics.
Okay.
And she had it exhibited in, like, one of the big museums in Carolina in Puerto Rico for, like, a couple months. And I actually went to the inauguration when I went a couple years ago. And it was great. Like, I love especially my friends that are, like, really involved in art, like, making some type of moves like that, because I am completely... like, unaware of how that business works, the whole art business, how you put up stuff in museums.
I hear it's
and
really
I think
tough.
That's, yeah, I know, I bet it's really tough. Like, it's really, really tough. And I'm just proud. I like seeing people doing that, you know, innovative things. Like, you don't necessarily meet people that go like, yeah, I really want to be a painter. Like, I really want to be a painter.
I can't paint to save my life, so I respect every single artist out there because that's really tough.
Yeah, like, my sister is an amazing painter. Like, that was her passion as a kid. And now what she's doing, like, she's finishing nursing school and about to go to Navy. Like, she's not doing nothing with paint.
But so, she can also do it on, like, her free time or...
Yeah. But, like, I really admire when people go, like, yes, I want to be a painter. I don't care, like, what people say or whatever. Like, I'm going to do that. I don't know how, but I'm going to do it. Because it's the same thing that I did with acting in particular.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know anything. All I knew is how to act. But I didn't know the politics. I didn't know absolutely anything. And I came here and
I think a lot of people... are just as clueless as you, and then they come here, and they're so overwhelmed with what it really is, you know? And it happened to me as well, you know? You come here with a dream, with an idea, you know? I'm going to come here, network my ass off, you know, this, and that. And once you get here, it's like a total mindfuck. It's like, what? Like, you figure out, like, you're... It's just, like, pretty much a race that you can't win unless, you know, like, you have perks or you have, like, different, you know, not necessarily.
Well, I'm going to correct you in one word. You said a race. It's not a race. That's what I learned. It's not a race. It's a marathon.
Well, yeah. Well, to get to the finish line, there you go. It's like you need not necessarily to say, you know, like, shortcuts, but you need, like, help and you need to be, you know, have someone there next to you, like
money. You need that a lot. So, guys, I'm telling you, that's one of the number one things. Just letting you know. So, if y'all need help money wise, y'all know who sponsored the show at the beginning. This guy, because I'm a business now. So, go ahead and check out. Go to my website, stevedes.com. Click on the tab that says "Work with me," and I'll give you all the info about it. And I can help you. Get out of here, dude. Get out here and do things and get ready.
Yeah, you told me that. Like,
which
last
we were going to talk about?
No, I came here and he was like, yeah, we're going to talk about business, this, and that. We ended up talking for like 5 hours and we never got to the business.
I'm yeah, because like, we're catching up. I haven't seen you before that. How long has it been since I've seen you?
It was a while.
I like catching up with my friends. I like seeing that they what they're doing, if they're doing good, if they're doing bad, like what's going on.
Last time was your comedy show. Mm-hmm. Wait. No. It was the comedy show at... Which one came after? The comedy Flappers or the other one on Sunset?
The one... Flappers, I think, was the second one.
Okay,
you saw.
There. I remember.
Because we did the Laugh... I did the Laugh Factory. It's literally going to be a year since that show. Because I did it in March. I did it, like, the second week or third week of March last year. And, yeah, and then I did Flappers. I performed there so much. I can't remember which show you made.
I don't remember either.
Do you even know what I was talking about?
Yes, because I actually recorded that.
Nah, that was Laugh Factory.
Oh, well, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, then you went to that one.
Yeah.
You didn't go to Flappers then.
Yeah, you talked about... You offended this old lady really, really bad for some reason.
I offended an old lady?
Me and Macy were like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Wow, really professional of you to let your phone ring in the middle of a podcast.
I know. Really unprofessional. It's actually my mom. So I'm just telling her, dude, I'm busy. Dude, give me a second. Take a chill pill.
But say in Spanish because your mom didn't speak Spanish.
Yeah, I'm saying it in Spanish.
So.
Yeah, so what were you saying? Continue.
I totally forgot. Oh, yeah, so.
About the show. You offended an old lady. What old lady? I'm intrigued now because I don't even know. I can't remember. I do so many shows.
Well, I recorded it. No, I didn't record it. Damn it. I should always be there and record these things.
Because I know the Laugh Factory one for sure. I didn't offend nobody.
No. That one's.
I was just straight material.
That one was funny.
Yeah. that one was funny. The other one wasn't. What was the other show?
I don't know. It's
what did I say to the old lady?
I don't know. I just remember that day a girl performed with a sock puppet.
You were that day.
That it made me so uncomfortable, Steve. I had to get out and like take a 10-second breather outside of the show. I was like, I don't know what I'm experiencing right now. I don't know what to say. I was like, I was like that. I was like, is this really happening? I didn't know what to do.
I mean, that's what happens when you go to like shows like that. The thing is, like, being a comedian, specifically, you know, the
stand-up,
you know, the beginning parts, like, you're going to be doing shows with just a variety of comedians. They just throw you 10 to see, like, which ones you like and which ones you don't. And the ones you like, you know, they're going to put them back and all that. And the ones you don't, then they have to go and get more spots or someplace else.
But it's so weird.
And, yeah, you encounter people like that. Like, I remember when I started doing stand-up, which was back in, like, 07, 08, 09, that, around that time, like, in Florida, I was a teenager. And I was, like, you know, doing stand-up with all these 30 and 20-year-olds. And I was watching a lot of people being like that. Like, at first I thought it was cool. I'm like, oh, they're just being silly and goofy. And at the end, you should have the right to do whatever you want. But me personally, me being as a stand-up comedian, the one thing that I learned is, like, just be you, dude.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to be Dane Cook. Don't try to be Dave Chappelle. Just try to be you. Just be you. And people like you, cool. And people don't like you, cool. And at the end, I have so many friends that I already know like me.
Yeah.
And all I want is to have more and more friends.
Yeah.
It's like I get on stage and it's like, I'm cool. I'm myself.
And
like,
you see that so much. Like, when I go see you, you can tell right away that people are so focused in trying to make people like them that they just lose control of what's really important. It's just out there having a good time. If people don't like you, you know what? It's their, you know, it's not your fault. It's just people don't like you, or, you know, your... Damn it, Steve.
I'm a busy guy.
Your material. It's your mom. It's like, his mom's texting him, okay?
It's not my mom texting me, guys. It's George Clooney. One second, dude. I don't have time for you.
Yeah, he's going to be calling you or texting you right now when he's on the red carpet.
Yeah, he's texting me, where you at right now? And I'm like, dude, I'm not going.
This is when you should, like, if you don't want to go to any of these, just contact me.
Contact you so you can go for me?
Yeah.
I go if I have something important to do there, but if I'm just there sitting watching people get awards for no reason and wasting my time, it's like, why would I do that?
Well, I mean, just do something, like, well,
like, I love the VMAs just because I was working there. Like, I was working on the sketches and
VMAs
doing stuff.
VMAs are not as... It's, like, more of, like, a people's choice, you know? And it's, like, not, like, the Grammys. Or...
No, but I still enjoyed working the sketches.
Well, of course.
That's what I was doing.
Who wouldn't?
And working with Kevin, being, like, his right hand.
Are you guys, like, the same size? Like,
he's actually a bit smaller than me.
What?
Yeah. I'm not that short. And you're saying, like, you're that tall. It's not like you're tall.
I'm not saying I'm tall. But I'm saying I'm not, you know, shorter than you or tall. Am I taller than you?
I don't know.
I think I am.
We have to find out after the podcast.
We're going to have...
Hide-off?
Not a hide-off, but, like, guesses. People should guess.
Guess.
And whoever guesses right wins $1 million. I'm just kidding.
$1 million from Carla, guys. $1 million sponsored by Carla.
Yes.
The girl that thought a song said her name.
Oh, my God. It does say my name. Okay. Well, okay, maybe it doesn't, but they just tried to, like, they just had, you know, they weren't. Okay, the song was not going to sell, or, you know.
Okay, guys, it's Katy Perry. Let's talk about that.
Okay, so the song, her new song, when...
Dark Horse?
When Juicy J starts rapping.
That's his name, Juicy J?
Yeah, I think so.
Juicy J, guys.
He says...
What a name, Juicy J.
I call her Carla. It's not karma. It says, I call her Carla.
It says karma. You want me to play it again?
No.
Because I replayed it and replayed it and replayed it just so you have it in your brain that it's not Carla.
Of course, it says Karma on, like, that version, but the original version was Carla. But
the original version.
Because of, you know, rights and everything, they had to change it to Karma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure thing.
Whatever.
Don't lie to the audience. The people know the song. The people know the song.
That's why I'm, I have to be heard because, you know, that's the real version. It's just like because of all, you know, copyrights, money and everything, they had to change it.
They had to change it because of you?
Yeah, because I wouldn't sell out.
Sure thing. Like, you're the only Carla with a K in the world.
Steve, I've known you for more than 2 years.
And you're always going to be Carla with a K.
It's Carla with a C.
I know, but it's always going to be with a K. That's the way I saved it on my phone, and that's the way it's going to be. That's the way, actually, I put it in my calendar. I put it Carla.
Where?
I put it right there. It says Sunday.
Son of a bitch.
It says Carla with a K.
I didn't even see that. Well,
yeah.
A, it's Carla with C. B, your handwriting sucks.
I know it sucks. I know. I had a terrible, terrible kindergarten teacher. She had an awful handwriting, and that's what I picked up. And forever and ever, it just stayed like that.
So you pick up after your teachers and...
Yeah, that's how you didn't know that? You pick up everything you do in life, you emulate from somebody. Until you get to a point that you do it yourself, and you just keep doing it yourself, and you improve or get worse or whatever.
Yeah, that is true.
So I picked up my handwriting from my kindergarten teacher, and it was horrible.
When are you going to start doing yourself, man, and actually...
No, this is the thing. Then I kept on getting my teachings mainly from my mom, and my mom has terrible handwriting. Horrible handwriting.
Horrible.
Horrible. The only person in my family immediately, like, that I know has amazing handwriting is my sister. She can draw. She can paint. She can, like, you know, draw really good stuff. All those Disney freaking signatures, she can do those. I don't have that talent. I just don't have that skill. I even had books. I had workbooks in fourth grade, fifth grade, because I went... All through that time, I went to private school.
You should invest into that, you know?
No, and I was doing the whole, like, cursive and trying to improve and get better. It just didn't work. Like, I was getting a bit better, but at the end...
It didn't work.
At the end, I said, fuck it, because for the most part, I was writing in computers. Mm. So I was already in that route.
You know what?
And it's like...
That's going to be in the future. I think we're not even going to know what a pencil is in about 50 years.
I want to know who the hell uses cursive, like, in this day and age.
I do.
Every day?
You know what my favorite word to write in cursive is? Falafel. Because it's F-A-L-A-F-E-L.
When was the last time you wrote that on a piece of paper?
Last night.
And before that?
The 2 days before that.
You're a liar.
I am not a liar.
Why are you writing falafel so many times?
Because I work in a restaurant, and whenever they have to go
over, that's why.
Falafel.
That's why. But I'm saying for fun, just because you wanted to write.
I do, for English class. You know, like, there's people who prefer cursive. My grandma, she goes to school. Like, she's, like, 60-some, and she's still going to nursing school, and she writes cursive. You can't understand anything, like, any of it, but she still writes cursive.
But still, it's like a really, really vast minority.
It's fancy.
It's fancy. Only people sign, like, in cursive, but they don't write in cursive.
You know what? You know, it's just like people do write in cursive.
Very few people.
Oh my gosh, people.
Very few people. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the knowledge of learning cursive in school is nonsense. Like, you can teach that. I'm just saying you can teach that for a year, but that's it. Like, you don't have to spend.
I don't think it lasts more than that anyway.
Oh, no. In the school I went? Oh, my God. They teach it year after year after year after year.
So they spend more on cursive writing than actual learning stuff? Or
no, you learn stuff, but it's just like you literally have an entire notebook that is just in cursive.
In cursive.
Because they're just forcing you to do that. Yeah. I don't know if the teachings are still like that. Because every, you know, teachings evolve throughout the years. Like, there's kids with computers now in school. I didn't have a computer. I had a notebook. And so
speaking of, I brought some of my word like homework with me too to memorize, but I'll do that after.
So we gotta do homework in the podcast, guys. This special segment of the Steve Design Podcast is brought to you by homework.
And it's you have to remember subordinate conjunctions. Everyone, we should just make a song. Subordinate conjunctions. After, although.
I feel like I'm back in middle school. Do you have to learn the prepositions too?
Yeah, right here.
Oh my God.
Above, across. I just have to, for some reason, I have to memorize these words.
Just make a song. That's the easiest way.
But, all right. But it's just
either make a song or do a cheat. Like, just put A, blah, blah. There's so many ways. I remember, now you just reminded me, I remember there was, oh my God, there was this girl. I'm not going to even say her name because I just have, I have a mixed feelings of things to say about her, like really good stuff and really bad stuff. I mean, at the end, I just wish her the best. But I remember when we were in middle school together. She would be one of those girls that she, no matter what, she will find a way to, like, cheat. And, like, at that time, girls were all about, like, getting their... Because you will have, like, these long fucking, like, skirts in school. So the girls that were more edgy and the ones that were, like, more available, air quotes, like, they will be, like, you know, with shorter skirts.
Oh, okay.
So, like...
Skanks.
The skanks, yeah, basically. And, but she's a good person. I mean, she was a skank. And I don't know if she still is, because I just reconnected with her not a long time ago, and she's kind of doing the same things. But, I mean, to each his own. But she will put, like... In her skirt, that was already a mini skirt, basically, because you can literally just lift up, and she will put, like, the answers right there, like, full paper. Like, we will have to memorize. Yeah, yeah. Like, we will have to memorize, let's say, the United States of America map, you know, all the states, are where they at. And we have to put in a blank map. We have to put, like, Montana's here and blah, blah.
I think I can do that.
And, like, and we have to do the same thing for Puerto Rico. So she will always have the map, like, down there. You will see her, like, just pull her skirt a little bit.
I mean, what? Just study. Like, is it, like, really? I feel like either you know it or not. Like,
oh, my. And one time, this is, like, I think this is the ultimate way I cheated on a test. It was a final. Oh. I didn't study for shit.
Just don't like
never.
School.
I'm a really good listener. I'm a very keen listener. I learned
your
that.
Girlfriend must be really, really
lucky. I am. I like to, especially when it's stuff that matters to me.
So like, she could be like, oh, so Steve, like today I went to this store and I like bought these shoes.
Out.
Oh, so you're not a good listener.
No, I'm a keen listener because I'm listening to everything you're saying, but I'm already thinking of all the things. I know what you're saying, but I got dual like
okay
intelligence, I guess.
Wow.
Like I can go this one zone and I'm still here, but I'm in another zone as well. It's crazy. I know. It's how my brain works. It's just how it works. I got powers, guys.
Oh,
I got brain powers.
I got the power.
I got the power. No, but basically, in school, I will pay attention, and I will retain information pretty good. So in the test, I would do pretty good just because I retain information.
Then why would you cheat?
Huh?
Then why would you cheat?
Because sometimes I didn't want to pay attention.
Oh.
Like, sometimes I didn't pay attention. At all. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about this class. I just want to say jokes or just talk to people or whatever. And so there were classes like that. And I remember there was a year I honestly didn't give a fuck. Like, I just didn't want to study or nothing. I'm like, whatever happens, happens, bro. But the thing is, I always, always, always need some type of reassurance. Whether it's I study a little bit and I'm like, okay, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm good for a B at least. Like, I know for sure I'm going to get a B. So I need some type of reassurance just so it's more for, like, my mom's sake.
Oh.
So, and also for me, because I said the minute I fail.
So how'd you cheat?
It's coming. I like to build up the story real good, you know? So I was just, you know, I need some type of safety net, some type of reassurance. At the time, what was hot in the market, at least for kids, was the PSP. And I remember I was saving dollars after dollars after dollars. And be mindful, I got paid literally by my mom like $2 probably every 2 days. So that was like my allowance, if anything. And I would save all those dollars, not eating at school and all that, just saving and saving it, to get to $250 for me to buy my own PSP, because my mom's like, I ain't going to buy you shit. Like, if you want to buy it, you buy yourself. And I was just saving dollar after dollar after dollar till I finally got the PSP. And then my brain went like, boom. If I already have the review and I don't want to study because I want to sleep, then I heard this technique that's called when you're sleeping and you put headphones in you and you keep on a loop, like the reviews and all that, like the answers, you have it stuck. Because at the end, that's what they're doing in high school. This is like giving you information so you can put it back in a piece of paper and you get an A.
Well, not
really. I mean, not really, but that's what they're doing.
It's just, I mean,
they're trying to apply it to your life, but there's so many kids specifically at that age that they don't care.
Exactly.
They just don't care. So all they do is the bottle technique, what they call in Puerto Rico, botella. Basically, you get it, memorize it, say it back like an actor. You memorize the lines, you say it back to camera, and that's it. That's basically what acting is. And basically, that's what it is.
True.
And so I said, let me put the headphones on, and I'm going to go to sleep. And I'm going to memorize all this shit, and I'm going to be ready for the next morning. I put the headphones, I did the whole thing. I set it up on my PSP. I did the whole thing. I went to sleep. When I woke up, I'm like, okay, what do I remember? Nothing. The first word, because that's probably the first one I listened before I went and passed out. And passed out. And even when I got the test,
can't believe
I was like, okay, I remember this one, this one, this one. I don't know shit. I'm like, I just don't know nothing. It was a bunch of like history stuff. Like in 87, this nigga did this. And 1993.
I actually thought that would work.
I thought it was going to work, this is what I did afterwards. This, because they will put you, this is how they place you in my school. They will put you in everybody, you wouldn't really be with people from your grade in particular. They will put you in different rooms with people in other grades. Like if you're in 10th grade, the people in 11th grade, 12th grade, 9th grade. That way it's all like mixed up and everybody has different tests, so you cannot be cheating on other people, you know, and everybody has a whole different thing, know. And sometimes, even if there's somebody from your grade, they might have test B and you have test A. So it's a whole different thing. And at the end of the test, what they will do, since they're all different tests, just to take each of them, it will be fucking a hassle. They will wait for everybody to finish, and that's when they pick it up. So what they will do is put them in the, like, you know, in the behind, like below your, where you're sitting at, and you put it there, and you can listen to your iPod, or you can do whatever the fuck you want.
So
right. So I'm like, okay, I'm done with my test. Let me go listen to my PS3. And now I'm listening to my PS3. And guess what? The answers are on the PSP. PS3, I said PS3. PSP. So guess who's motherfucking listening to the answers? This guy. So I listened to all the answers. I put my PSP away. I get my test back. Correct the ones because I know I fucked up a lot of them. And guess who got an A+, nigga?
Wow.
This guy. That's how you beat the system.
So pretty much you're saying Steve Dess is not book smart, you guys.
No, I'm super book smart. It's just I didn't give a fuck about that test, and I literally didn't pay attention to none of the reviews or anything. I decided sleep was best for me because I was exhausted. Because my schedule would be I would wake up 5 in the morning, I would work out from 5 in the morning to 6. From 6 to 7, I would be sleeping and getting and not sleeping, but like eating breakfast and getting ready to go to school. From 7 to 3 p.m., I will be just the whole school process thing. From 3 to 4, I will be in an extracurricular activity. So Scotia Sports, Honor Society, the UN, whatever it was.
I'm so dedicated
from
to you.
From 5 to 6, I will have a little something to eat sometimes. Sometimes I would just go straight
Steve
through.
Steve doesn't eat.
And after from 6 to 11 p.m., I will go and I will be in the acting team, coaching everybody on my team to make sure that they will go and excel in competition so we can win, because I was actually captain for 3 years.
Look, Steve is the shit, pretty much. He does everything. He knows everything. So, yeah. Why aren't you not a millionaire right now?
I am about to be. That's the thing. That's the beauty about it. It's like I'm about to be a millionaire. If it wasn't for something that I thought at first it was not necessarily a curse, but I was like, it's unfortunate that such thing happened, like my accident.
Well, look at it as a blessing.
Yeah, I look everything as a blessing. I always, like, it even says on my card, I take out the negative and I put a positive on it. Like, you know.
Can I see that card?
It's right. I actually paraphrased the fuck out of that, but I said eliminate, and that's my quote, guys, my quote, and I'm paraphrasing my own quote. Eliminate all the negativity in your life and become a positive one. Someone hashtag make that change. And I put it because that's basically my life. It's like my life has been so negative since day one that all I wanted to do is to make people happy and to help them and to just get them to the next level. And by doing that, one of the first things you got to do is self-belief. It's all about you being positive with yourself. If you're happy with the way you look, if you're happy with the way you feel, you're happy with everything in your life, everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, you're right. Like, you have such great, you know, you're funny. Everything you do, you're dedicated. You know, you have that self-perseverance where you just go and you don't finish until you're done with it, you know? And it's just, like, something that really someone has to have to actually succeed. It doesn't come by someone giving it to you. It has to come from within, you know? So, for example, like, everyone goes through tough times, just like me. And my friend was like, you know what? The only person that makes you feel bad about yourself is yourself.
It is.
So if you want to make yourself feel good, you know, like, you have that power. So now I look at the mirror every day. And sometimes when you wake up and you have...
You do affirmations?
Yeah. I was like, well, wait. So I'm too lazy to take off my makeup at night, so I wake up and I'm like, you know, like, castigo de Dios or something like that. But then I look at myself, I'm like, no, Carla, you're beautiful. You're gorgeous. Kill it today. And then I'm like, whew, I'm beautiful. So just that's pretty much what I do. So, like, I'm just trying to keep a positive mind everything with everything I do. And eventually it's not me trying to think that way. It will just come naturally. So that's just a little tip out there. You know, like, my friend, Tucker, if you're out there, if he's going to watch this, I'm going to make him watch it.
Well, not necessarily. Well, people watch it, but I have more listeners than watchers.
Listeners. Listen at where?
iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boo FM, Podbay, and so many places. Soon.
Who Blackberry are you? Network. I don't know you anymore.
It's something I've been literally a year from today, like literally at this time, was when I had the idea that I wanted to do it. And
happy 1 year anniversary.
It took, well, but it wasn't launched till July. Because I was like, I will say the 12th or so. I mean,
it's right after
the
my
first
birthday.
Episode. If you look the first episode, that's the date of the first time I even tried it. And it was horrible. The first episode was horrible. I had the meanest guest.
Who was it?
It was Rob. You know Rob?
Oh, my God, Rob.
Yeah, Rob has zero patience, like, at all. And the thing is, I didn't even have a mixer before, so the quality was horrible.
I need to see that. Rob's,
and we
Rob's
smoked side. A lot of weed, like, before the show. So when we're doing the show, Rob was really hungry, like, really hungry. And he was like, just like, how long is this? And I'm like, well, I'm trying to shoot it for an hour and 30. No, I can't do it for 1 hour and 30. Steve, this is too much. Steve, you got to give me some food. Like, this is all in the podcast. Like, if you want to listen to it, go to
that's
the first
funny.
Episode.
That's funny. I'm going to do that.
And it's horrible quality, so I apologize. At least for the first 20 minutes, because the first 20 minutes are just to listen to that. At least for me, it's like, oh my God, it's so daunting and draining.
So, Have you told people about your fish?
About my fish?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I talked about it in some other podcast, but for new listeners, because I know there's always new listeners, I have a fish. His name is Mayweather. He's a feisty one. That's why I named him Mayweather. He's cute. I like betta fish. They're my favorite type of fish, because that's the only type of animal I had when I was a kid. Basically, I mean, I had other types of animals, but they unfortunately died or left.
Every time, me and fish never got along.
Oh, this one's been with me like a year and a half now.
But then I think it's sad. See, like then I just turn like, oh my god, that fish has been there for like almost a year. Like it doesn't.
Oh, so they love it.
But
as long
again,
as you keep them healthy,
they
and,
don't. Their attention span
them.
Doesn't last more than 3 seconds.
Their attention span.
Yeah, or memory.
Yeah, they have like a tiny little brain. Like a super tiny small brain.
Fine, you're right. Damn.
That's why whales are more intelligent than human beings.
Whales are badasses.
Because whales have like an enormous brain. Gigantic one. Have you seen Blackfish?
Oh my, I was about to say, have you seen that?
I've seen it like 3 times.
After watching that, I cried. I was angry, and I was like, fuck. Can I say SeaWorld here? Yeah?
Yeah, you can say anything you want.
I'm just
as long as you're not saying, fuck Steve Des sponsors.
No.
I said it, though.
But, like, I love SeaWorld so much, but then it's like a love-hate situation.
Hmm.
And it's just like, I love orcas.
Wait, let me check. Is this episode sponsored by SeaWorld? I'm kidding.
It's like, oh, Carla, you're banned. And, like, it's always been a dream. Go in there and just like free all of them. It's like, be free.
See, I was never, I mean, I thought it was a cool place when I was a kid. Sure, I got taken there like one time, but it wasn't that memorable for me. It was like, oh yeah, I bet that's a cool place. And I was always like, oh, I want to go again, like to SeaWorld sometime. And I never went back. And then I hear about this, I'm like, I don't want to go.
I've been there only once, and it was the greatest thing ever. I was in love with Shamu. I got wet, and he splashed water. It was really, really awesome. But then I hated it because I had to walk a lot. It was just one of those days where you're like, I want it to end. I did like seeing the dolphins, though. And then
I never saw dolphins.
Oh, and they have roller coasters there, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's why I wanted to go, really. It was for the roller coaster. It wasn't for the whole show.
Talking about roller coasters, I want to go to Six Flags. Have you ever been?
Oh, I've been over here. I've been twice already.
This, you never invite me anywhere.
Listen, the first time I went, Maisie invited me. And the second time I went, Keith invited me.
Why can't you initiate?
And then the third time I was going to go, but I didn't go, was my friend Jonathan invited me because they had a thing for Thanksgiving that you can invite someone for free. And
but then, like,
and I couldn't go because I went Thanksgiving in San Diego.
So, okay. Still, like, I want to go.
Then let's go. I mean, it's still fun. I still haven't ridden every single ride because a day is not enough. Like, I when I go there, I just have, I don't have the type of energy of fun that I used to have.
Can you even go to theme parks now? Like right.
Well, I cannot go right now at this very moment, I can go
like because of
in a month.
Because of your physical position, you know.
I can go like in a month.
Oh, in a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a month should be fine. Like that's what the doctor just told
me. Document this. In a month, we're gonna go to an amusement park.
To an amusement park?
Or a theme park. What
so any type of park. Not Six Flags specifically.
Amusement.
Okay. I've been to many out here. I've been to Universal Studios. I've been to that one. I've been to Knott's Berry Farm.
I've never been there. I need to get out more. I don't do anything, you guys.
I work all the time. Like, I'm not a person that I'm
so,
like.
So, Steve is pointing out that I don't do anything. I'm lazy. And that I have no life.
This is the thing, guys. The thing that I was talking to you about earlier, the whole thing about working with me, again, go to my website, click on the tab that says work with me. All the info is right there, and there's a contact tab if you want to write me an email, whatever. You talk to me. I'll talk to you straight up.
So he's saying, stop being a lazy ass like Carla and contact me.
And contact me, because I'm going to show you how you can do absolutely anything you want to do in life with this whole thing that I'm doing. And Carla, she knows a little bit about it, but she's going to know more about it after the podcast.
Yes, because we flipped on it.
We flipped on it. We actually flipped the coin, and the podcast came first, so that's what we're doing, the podcast. And then we're going to after do the whole meeting thing, whatever.
Yes.
And
yes.
I got some board games as well, if you want to play some board games.
It depends.
Oh, it depends. Okay, well, you got homework as well, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, we can make... Okay, fine. But no, I can memorize this. It's okay. Memorizing. Come on.
Well, I don't have a lot of board games.
But what do you have?
I have Monopoly.
Ugh.
I have checkers.
Ugh.
That's all you're saying. Yeah, I got cards. I can do magic tricks. And I got dominoes.
So you're going to help me with my homework, right?
Okay. Sounds great. Sounds great.
So going back to those parties, Steve.
Okay, going back to the parties, guys. Going back to the parties. We're going back to the parties.
You actually showed me some videos, and
yeah.
Your friend was... What was your friend in the videos?
The black guy?
Yeah.
Shoney.
Shoney. So Steve Des shows me these... I just said your last name. That sounded weird. Steve shows me...
Well, you can say Steve Des. That's what people call
me. Did you know
me.
That Des means 10 in Portuguese?
Really?
Uh-huh.
So I'm 10 times Steve?
No. But it is. It's the number 10. Just a little... Woo, fun fact. Anyway, so he shows me videos about these parties, and one's like,
Steve
oh,
Des.
This is an art gallery.
Steve
and he's like, this is a balloon party.
Steve Des.
And then this is a dinosaur party.
Yeah, it was literally those were the parties I was going.
You forgot.
And I was still working while I was at the parties.
Doing
the business I'm doing.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. You can do it from phone. You can talk to people. It's literally anywhere. Anywhere at every, you're just a commercial and you're just walking to people and talking about it. That's it.
Oh, okay. Another thing. Did you know that Steve Des has a scrawny or brawny checklist?
Oh, yeah, but I don't necessarily use that checklist. I used to use it just to see because I was, you know, trying to bulk up and stuff. And I was
sorry.
And
sorry, I didn't mean to.
You can laugh. Laugh what you want.
I'm kidding.
It's me. How people have issues losing weight, for me, that's very easy. I have issues gaining weight. That's my issue. And I was doing different plans and different stuff until I finally found one in particular. Because the one that I was doing, it's a great plan, but it will take me about 6 months to get to the goal I want. Mm. And with the one I was doing now, before the whole accident thing, it will take me 3 months only to get to close to where I want to go, you know? And it was actually a great plan. It gave me more flexibility with my time instead of going to the gym, like, for 3-4 hours, you know, every day I go. And it was actually less times at the gym and more time just doing me. Just do whatever. And it was a great plan. But for now, the only thing... Are you recording me right now?
No, just continue.
Is this
continue.
Happening? Is this on Instagram or...
No.
Snapchat?
My roommate wants to know what I'm doing, so I'm just sending her a video. So she knows what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Cool. Hi, roommate. How you doing? This is my penis. Want to see it?
She's a lesbian.
Oh, she's a lesbian? Perfect. Even better. She thinks he's useless. She just saw my penis. For everybody listening, and for the people in the video, I apologize because I didn't actually show my penis. I'm not that.
Anyway, old. So question.
Question.
You should. No, I don't. I don't have a question. I was just okay. Like more like suggestion or something like that. Hmm. We should totally like decorate this room and make it like. Into a huge, cute,
well, I'm
like, studio.
I'm getting a house after this.
See, Steve never includes me in his life, like, in decisions. It's like, No, you have no idea. Like, right now, I feel like I don't know this person in front of me.
You don't know this person? I'm the same old Steve. I just have always big plans and big stuff
to do. Throughout this podcast, I noticed that he doesn't invite me to events. He barely talks to me, you know, and... Third of all, he just doesn't tell me what he's going to do. For example,
I'm good enough to let you borrow my pliers for your wire work.
Wow, wire like that in what, a year or so? Like,
the thing is, if you don't ask, nothing's going to come to you. You have to ask. You got to.
Steve, I really, really want to go to Disneyland.
I've never been to Disney.
Oh, my God. Next month. That's done. That's done.
Like, you got pretty excited.
I love Disneyland.
Oh, I've never been. Yeah. I've been to Disney World.
The doctor said I should go to more to Disneyland.
I think I've been... I lived in Florida for a long time, so I've been to a bunch of theme parks over there. Over here, not so many. Like, Knott's Berry, like I said, Six Flags, Universal Studios.
But
I know Universal.
Disneyland is so cute.
I know Universal up and down.
Yeah, Universal's.
Because I literally been.
I used to date someone who worked in this in studio.
I remember I used to go on the tours of Universal Studios.
Did you memorize them? Did you?
I almost even worked for them, like doing the tours.
I can see
you. Because I'm like, that would be a cool gig. Like, it's just they're having fun with people. But what I was constantly saying every time we're going on a tour, I'm like, I can't wait for me to, like, just be in the lots and working.
Right.
And then I actually worked on all those lots, like, in a bunch of them. And so I know Universal, like...
In and out, yeah.
In and out. I know the stages. I know people in DreamWorks, people, you know, for NBC, the people that make The Voice, all those. I know them. Cool people, cool folks.
I mean,
cool white people. White people.
White.
White. That's the color of Carla.
I'm not white.
You're white. I mean, you're white. You're white. You're considered white in America.
I'm considered brown.
I got a question. So, have you lived in Mexico at all? I know you've been to Mexico, but have you lived in Mexico?
Lived. Like established a home there. No. But
what was the longest time you ever been there?
See, it's like that's a really difficult question for me to ask, for me to answer.
Okay.
Pardon me. Because I live where I live is literally 5 minutes walking distance. Like I can pass, you know, and I would stay to sleep over there with my aunt, with my dad or with, you know, it's like. I know the place where I can, like, buy my own stuff, you know, like, go over here. It's like, if I lived there, I can drive there, you know. But I used to cross back. So I never lived there, but I grew up there. And actually, I actually grew up in a town. It's like a village. It's so small. It's not even on the map. If I were to show you right now, it would take me, like, 15 minutes to locate it because the nearest town that is on the map is about, like, 2 hours from it. So I would, like, follow a little trail, dirt trail on Google Maps. Actually did it, and it's right there. It's called San Miguel, and that's where I grew up. And it's a really, really small town, tiny, you know. There's no phones. Like, you would have to go to, like, this one building where they had a phone so you could call... you know, there's no doctor's office, you know, there's no post office, there's no anything, you know, it's really, really a five street village, you know, it's really small. And that's where I grew up. That's where my grandparents were from. So, you know, and when I told them what I wanted to do, they always told me, stay humble because the profession that you're, you know, pursuing needs that, you know, being humble. So that's why I really do say I'm from Mexico because I grew up with the traditions, with the ways, you know, everything. I grew up from that, you know, how do you say it?
How do I say it?
Like, I grew up from that side of my family. Well, actually, my whole family is 100%.
That was me, my bad.
I was like, whoa. And so, like... It's kind of... Well, my uncle, actually, he is an actor as well, and he does theater in Hermosillo. He's actually done some stuff for Televisa and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of, like, look at him, and when we have like struggling actors, you know, yourself, everyone. And he asked me, so what you've been doing? I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't want to tell him. Like, well, I'm struggling right now, or, you know, but.
Porn.
No, I don't even think I'm comfortable with myself to even answer, like, no.
That happened to a friend of mine.
Oh.
Said, why are you doing porn?
Is that real?
No, it's real.
Oh.
No, it's real. Like, she even asked me.
Oh.
It's like, hey, if you ever want to do porn, you know, and I'm like, I'm cool.
No, I'm cool, actually.
No, I always said, no, honestly, honest to God, I said, if acting fails, there's always porn, because I know I'm pretty good at it. I know.
And everyone
knows this.
I mean, if you're here, like, for me, within the first 5 months that I've lived in Los Angeles, I got asked, like, about 20 times.
By the same guy?
No.
Okay.
By different guys, like if I was down
to. Did you ever met Brian?
Brian.
Pumper?
No.
Okay. Because there was a dude named Brian Pumper roaming the streets of AMDA.
Oh.
And he was asking AMDA girls to do porn.
Oh, Lord. No.
But he's an established porn. Like, he's a legit porn star.
Oh.
Like, you literally search his name and all you see is just pure dick.
Like, I'm just, like, embarrassed, like, if, like, I were to do that and then my, like, child end up sees, like, Mom, what the hell are you doing? Like, you know?
No, and that's how they find out. Is it going to be somebody that knows you for some type of way and they're going to tell? That's how it worked. That's how I worked with my friend. Like, she did porn. And, she's
and
like,
you saw it?
I actually saw it. No, I saw it. No, I legitly saw it because I'm like, I need to watch it. And no, because I'm like, the thing is, she's going to remain nameless until she does the show. And she's actually, like, cool with it.
Oh, okay.
But, like, because I've been wanting her to do the show, but she's been busy, you know.
Of course, busy industry, I understand.
Yeah, it's a busy, busy industry. Very busy.
So.
But, no, but basically, you know, she was, because she gave herself a very limited amount of time to make it in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a very unrealistic old thing, like 2-3 months. You know, it's like, who really is going to make it at that time? And then, you know, she said, if all fails, porn, whatever.
But, I mean, how would you know if it's failed already?
Because she gave herself the time. That was her choice. So she gave herself, if I don't make it in 3 months, I'm doing porn. That's her mentality. So already, are you setting that up? It's coming, you know?
Yeah.
So in 3 months, you're going to fail and you're going to do porn because you already are in that mindset.
Listen.
And basically, you know, she just started doing it, and she wanted to keep it under wraps until then. You know, they go by all their names and all that. You know, they do the whole thing. And I was actually one of the few people that knew about it. And you know, I always kept it under wraps and whatever.
I want to know who this is.
You don't know her. You don't know her.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that I don't want to know.
Okay. But she was a comedian friend of mine. She does like stand up and improv. And she's pretty good at it, specifically improv. Like, she's really good at improv. I don't know about her stand up because I haven't necessarily seen it. But from what she has told me, it's not going that good stand up wise. But improv, because a lot of stand up her stuff is a lot of porn stuff, and it's something that a lot of people view as, you know, kind of bad or not necessarily. It's kind of tough for a porn star. I'm not saying they can't, but I'm saying it's kind of tough for a porn star to just do stand-up and just talk about porn. Well, because for a lot of people, it's such a taboo type of thing.
Yeah.
That when you talk about sex, you really have to be, especially on stage, you have to be a great stand-up comedian to talk about sex because it's a trap. It could be a lot of people just go straight to sex because they think it's funny, and they just bomb hard
because
they don't know how to control. It's such a subject that you have to be careful. For example, me, the last time I did stand-up was literally a week after my accident, and I went on stage because I booked that show. I wasn't supposed to even go on stage, and I went on stage because I booked that show on December, so it's a responsibility.
Did you talk about sex?
No. All I talked was my accident, and people were laughing hysterically. And it was because I know as a comedian, my job not only is to tell people the truth, you know, talk about the truth and talk about myself and all that, but it also is to make them laugh. So I'm bringing this subject that is like I died almost last week. I wasn't going to be in this show. I was going to be announcing the show, but I wasn't going to be here. And I brought that topic on stage, and everybody, even the promoter of the show, was like, oh, my God, Steve. Like, you're a fucking killer. Like, because you brought that topic that's such a, like, harsh topic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you made everybody laugh. And literally, that has been, like, my past shows that I've done. It's
literally
just been...
Literally, what show is there? Damn.
It's literally been me just talking about just life, period. Just my life. And people laugh because they know it's true.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
It comes from a true place. And... And if they can relate in some type of way, they don't necessarily, not all of them, been in a horrible car crash like me. But
I think most comedians, like stand-up comedians, you can tell, like, they're wonderful when they actually get down to personal experiences and they just talk real, you know, what's happened to them. And it's just funny. So I can see.
Yeah, same thing. Why you love Kevin Hart so much? I admired that guy. I love that guy as a performer. And I love that guy as a person. I actually met him and I worked with him for many, many weeks.
He's great.
And he's amazing. And it's because he's so truthful to himself and to his fans and to just people. He's just a positive dude and a great person.
Just remembered a joke and I laughed.
What, the...
Him.
Long titty, no nipple having bitch. No. That's his classic one.
Oh, damn. I don't know.
All right. That one?
No. No. We can go all day.
All day. All day. So the party, guys.
Oh, my God. The party. The party that I was not invited to. Yeah.
So after the art party, we went to a wine party. So,
oh, yeah. I forgot the wine party. My bad.
Yeah, we had a wine party. It was in Santa Monica Beach. We had a blast. I didn't want to dance just because I didn't necessarily know the people. I'm very...
He doesn't know how to dance.
I mean, no. I'm an amazing dancer. And hands down, honestly, I found out last night. I mean, I kind of knew in the back of my head, but I found out last night, hands down, the best dancers in the world. And I'm sorry for the rest of the world that's listening to me and expecting this huge, huge uproar that I'm about to mention your country. But the best dancers in the entire world are Latinos.
Yes, I was like, what are you going to say for the mic? Okay, cool, whatever.
They are. It's Latinos, pretty much. I saw Middle Eastern people there dancing, and that was a shame. Because they were dancing worse than white people. And I thought there was nobody in the history of dancing than white people that they're horrible dancers. But I saw a couple Palestinians.
Wow, he's
and a couple. I'm getting in the specific nationalities. I saw a couple of Lebanese people. I saw a couple of Palestinians. Those two specifically, but a lot of Middle Eastern people, and they were dancing horribly. Yeah. I saw a dude. They were putting Kanye West like hardcore, like I am a god, and the dude was like,
oh.
He was dancing like this to every song. They put salsa, they put Don Omar, he was doing this.
See, like, dancing is such, like, okay, it depends when and what they're, you know, playing for you to, like...
Well, it was a big birthday party.
See, okay, I went dancing. I went to a show, like, a couple days ago, and it was my first one in Los Angeles. I don't go out with people, like I said. I don't do anything. Mm. And I went out with a friend, and... I look to my right, and it's like house music, you know? I don't listen to house music, and I'm just getting the feel of it. I'm like, I don't even know what to do. I'm like, how do you guys do this? Do you, like, put your hands up? Like, I don't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. So I look on, like, to my left, and there's Asian people, like, three, and they're, like, grinding up on each other. Like, they're, like, it's an Asian sandwich. And I'm like, I was more entertained looking them dancing than I was, you know, actual DJ in front of me. And it's just like... This cannot be the way that this has to be danced. So I look around and people are just like, they were on something, obviously, for them to be dancing like that. But when you said dancing, there were, you know, Armenians, there were Chinese, and there was everything. And it's just like, I don't know what to do. It was like a mind fuck. And then, about that, I got my first piece of candy, whatever it's called. You know, when you get a bracelet. I don't even know what it is. Some people may know.
I don't know.
But the girl, like, got my hands, and she's like, do this, and then she, like, passed her bracelet. Like, we held hands, and while we were holding hands, she passed the bracelet onto my hand.
Oh, cool. I didn't know.
That's like, that, so. What am I doing now? Am I going to be cursed? Am I in a cult?
Have you ever had a light show?
No. See, like, I was like, what's going to happen now? Like, what is this? And my friend's like, that's kind of like a big deal. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
the band thing is a big deal?
No, like.
The light show?
No, like the bracelet thing.
Yeah.
And it was actually, the show was a big deal, you know. We got in last minute because we saw the DJ, you know. We talked to him, and he was like, oh, well, you know what, you're on my list, like, don't worry. So it was a really cool experience. But back to the dancing, people get so fucked up in those things, like dancing. It's not dancing. They're just pretty much having a seizure on the floor. And
I mean, people are fucked up, though, on those type of clubs, like house music clubs and all that. They, like, do a lot of mollies and X, and so they're in another world. A lot of people. Not all of them.
I wish I could have videos. Like, it's just something to be, like, something that has to be seen by the world.
I did, I went to, it was one of my favorite. I love, like, little small places that, you know, a lot of people don't know about.
Okay.
It just makes it so special, you know. It's like when I was in Puerto Rico, one of the places I used to go is this place called Pine Grove. It was a little small beach. And I would go at 2 in the morning, and the only thing you would see is literally nobody or a couple trying to fuck, like, somewhere, like, in the beach. So it was literally...
It's so funny. Like, people here have, like, a hump hill. You know, they make out in, like, a mountaintop. But for Steve Diaz, because he's from Puerto Rico, or...
It's beaches.
It's beaches.
Yeah. Literally, kids will have sex first in the beach instead of their homes. Because it's, like, it's the easiest way. Their parents don't know. It's, like...
I've always wondered, like, how does it work? Like, does sand get into places, or...
Well, I don't know about the girl. I can say about the guy, because I have had sex on the beach many times. But,
of course.
But yeah, but it's nice. It's cool. It's a cool experience. It's a cool experience. I don't encourage you, everybody. I know it for somebody. Some people like it. Some people don't. So just be safe, guys. Be safe out there. And no, but like, I like...
That's Steve Des sponsored.
Steve Des sponsored. But one of the things I really enjoy about that is, like, it's just because, you know, it's just something about the feel about the place. It's like, you know, it's one of the places that not a lot of people know about or whatever. And it just makes it more special.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember at the time I was working in one of the a lot of things that I did back in the day when I used to work at regular jobs like that. And I had I worked in a restaurant. I worked cleaning boats. And this time I was working in a movie theater, Regal Cinemas.
Yeah.
And one thing is just because just the way I socialize, I talk to a lot of people. And just by talking to a lot of people, sometimes some people just get a hold of you and they just grab you and they want you. Or some people, you just gravitate towards them. So I was dating a lot of people at my job.
Oh, don't ever do
I
that.
Know. No, but with me, it was always cool, though, because I only had, like, one or two relationships that I ended up really bad that I don't talk to the person.
Don't fuck with thy neighbor.
It's but the thing is, no, it happens. I mean, for example, there was a girl I used to flirt on the phone. Like, every time I would call, she would pick up. She would be the one picking up. And, like, I would flirt with her, like, yo, what are you wearing? She's like, who's this, Steve? Stop fucking around, Steve. And I'm like, yeah, just tell me. No, I'm calling. And then I would be like, yeah, I'm calling. I can't go to work today or whatever. You know, just shit like that. And it starts like that. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're dating and you're going out. And, like, it just happens, you know?
It does happen.
It just happens. And I remember there was this girl that I was kind of attracted to. I never dated the girl or anything. But I was kind of attracted to her because I just wanted somebody that was, like, really outdoorsy and, like, did things, just because I wasn't a person that was doing things. So I wanted to explore more. And, like, one time she invited me and she's like, you want to go to the underground? Something like that. I'm like, what's that? And she's like, some club. It's, like, upstairs. It's, like, this is a gigantic club, but, like, you go all the way upstairs and it's a small place. Nobody.
But it's underground.
It's called underground, but it's actually upstairs.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and you will go, and it's like a dubstep place. And at the time, I didn't even know what dubstep was really.
I really don't even know what it is right now.
I know what it is now. It's like wow, wow, but before I didn't know, so I was really like, you know, dumb about it.
Because
like,
of your description, now I know what dubstep is.
Wow, wow, all those engine noises. No, but I would go, and it was one of the cool. First of all, it was one of the weirdest shit ever. Like, if you walk there sober, like, you'll be like, what the fuck is this? Sure. But if you're fucked up, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Because I was there, I went stone cold sober at the time. I wasn't really a big weed smoker or anything. Like, I would smoke from time to time when my friends had. I never really bought or anything. And I would just drink. I would drink a lot at the time.
Steve.
And, drink. Yeah, I don't even drink like that anymore. But, like, I used to drink a lot. And when I was there, I got there. I'm like, what? I literally was like, what the fuck is this? But I'm like, this is pretty cool because I'm an open-minded guy. So I like watching new and cool shit. And one of the first things that happened, my friend is there, and she has these gloves that light up. They have, like, in each finger, they have, like, lights.
My birthday's soon. Buy me those.
And, no, and she basically puts me in the middle, and she's like, you want a light show? And I'm like, what's that? She's like, just stay there.
Oh, my God.
And I'm literally just standing there, and she's just putting lights in my face and, like, going away and shit. And I'm like,
imagining this right now.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But I'm like, okay, I guess. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I'm fine. And she's just doing the whole thing. And then there was a guy that came, and he was like, do you want a light show? And I'm like, wait, from a guy. I don't know. And she's like, yeah, do it. It's cool. He's great at it. And I'm like, okay. And he does it, and he's actually making shapes now.
Oh, okay. Because
she was just doing nonsense. But he was doing shapes. Like, I was seeing frogs, and I was seeing crazy shit. I'm like, oh, my God, this is actually pretty cool. This
so
like
that a, does exist?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a legit thing. They do, like, yeah, they do, like, a raves and stuff. We YouTube it in a second, girl. In a second.
Okay.
But yeah, then I had, you know, I'm like, I need to get fucked up for this.
Obviously.
Yeah, so I just started drinking, smashing drinks. And it was one of the coolest shit ever. And I didn't date that girl because she wasn't nothing at all. She was just good buddies with me and whatever. But she was interested in some other guy that's my best friend from there. And I actually dated some chick from the Regal thing, and I took her there because she's like, I like that type of music and whatever. I'm like, oh, I know a club. See, and that's the time that you bring it up, that you're like, oh yeah, I got a club. Yeah. Have you heard of this club? Oh
yeah, yeah.
I know, because no, you know, not a lot of people know
Hold
about the
up.
Club.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold
yeah.
on, let me take you. And I took her there, and we got fucked up, and she loved it, absolutely loved it. And we were just having a fucking blast.
That was actually
one of the funnest nights of my entire life. Like, I literally said, I feel great. And I remember it was such a great night that the DJ, he really liked me, like, because I was bringing the party. Like, every time I'm, like, in a really good mood in a club specifically, especially in a club that is tangible, like, I can actually talk to people. It's not, like, a lot of no people that you, like, just pass through and you don't necessarily talk to or interact with. Like, here's about like 30 people. You can talk to everybody pretty much. So I was talking to everybody and just having a fun time. And the DJ, he gave me like CDs from his like album and stuff. And it was CDs that he was selling like for like 30 and 40 bucks.
And you got them for
and
free.
I got it for free. Nice. He's like, you're so cool, man. Just have them for free. You know.
Give them to your friends.
And up to this day, I still, well, actually,
lies.
I just remind, yeah. Oh, that's sad. Fuck. I had the CDs in my car. And it was such a cool album. But I'm pretty sure I got it in a computer somewhere. I pretty much backed it up somewhere.
No, you didn't.
So, nah, I pretty much did.
No,
I'm sure I did.
No, you didn't.
It's in the other computer. Mauricio has it. But.
You lost those CDs. You'll never get them back. And I'm really upset that you don't, because I was really intrigued.
You know what? You know what? That's it.
That's it. We're done with our podcast.
That's done. Yeah. We reached the end of the podcast.
Well, I feel so honored because you popped my podcast, Sherry.
Podcast Sherry. Well, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be the last time we're going to be on this podcast.
I hope not. I really like being here.
Yeah. You have fun?
Kind of.
Kind of.
I'm just kidding. No, I really do have a lot of fun, Steve. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God, Dave. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I really had a lot of fun.
Well, what I always say to my guests, is there anything you want to plug?
Be specific.
Specific. You can plug your Twitter, your Facebook, whatever you want people to follow you on to get to know you more. You have a website. Do you have something coming up? Do you have a show? Do you have...
Okay, so me, I don't have a show. But if anything, I don't have a Twitter account because it got hacked. And if you were to follow me...
So she don't got nothing, guys.
If you were to follow me, you'd be getting tweets like, you can lose 10 pounds in 2 days. And no, that's not me. So you can find me on Facebook, Carla Escogido. You know what? I need to really get on my shit because I haven't even made a page. You know what? Tonight, I'm going to start my own page and then follow that. Okay.
Pretty much.
And
so nothing, not even an email.
Oh.
A Hotmail they can follow you. I don't know. I'm just saying so people can connect with you because people just got to know you. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be people going like, yo, I want to know more about Carla. She's a cool chick. I want to go to Mexico with her.
Yeah, we can walk over there and get kidnapped. Avocados in Mexico, where you get kidnapped too. No, Facebook, mostly Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. Look at me there. I'm going to keep updating stuff and shoots. I do kind of a lot of modeling for a lot of people, you know. I have a lot of photographer friends, and I always, like, help them out, and I do shoots and stuff like that. So,
what's the Facebook?
Carla Escogido. I really know. Wow, I'm so bad at this.
Dude, you need to know all of this if you're going to be doing radio. You got to be... Yo, I'm going to be doing this tour on the 15th, doing blah, and blah, blah, and going to the ice house. And
okay, I don't even know. Like, I just...
She don't know, guys.
I really don't know. It's
okay.
I wasn't expecting
none of
this.
Let's pinky promise something. Next time you're on the show...
Next time I'm on my show...
You better have at least 3 social media links that you can plug.
Yes.
You can plug your Instagram. You have an Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I do have an Instagram. And I have a Vine. Guys.
There you go. You got 2 right there.
No, okay. No, but seriously.
3, and you need to have a show.
What do you mean show?
1 show.
Okay.
Just 1 show of whatever. You can be doing stand-up, improv, something. That just a show you can plug on the show.
Okay. You know what? You guys, that's my promise to myself and for you.
Next time she's on the show.
Yeah.
And again, you could be here next week.
And you,
or you could
promise.
Be here in a month. True. You could be here in a year.
But Pinky promised you too that with it, okay, next time I come back, we have to say how much fun we had at insert amusement park name here. And we're just going to be like, woo, it was so fun because okay. We really need to go.
So that's the theme when Carla comes back. It's going to be, the theme's going to be amusement parks, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to try to talk to about a story, and you will not know about the story until an hour later. That's when you're going to find it.
All right. Sounds good.
And yeah, about the parties, guys.
I think everyone's
no,
tired
that's,
about it.
Yeah, it's done, guys. That's the end of the Steve Des Island podcast. And I want to tell y'all, again, if you wanted to know everything Steve Des, go to stevedes.com for everything Steve Des-wise. There you have absolutely every single type of breakdown of everything that I'm doing. If you want to work with me, there's a tab right there. We can work together. We can make your dreams, my dreams happen together, guys. And nothing, guys. I'll see you next time with a brand new Steve Des Island podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Des Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDesShow. See you next time.